Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk
Podcast.
There's no predicting how Chad Ellis is going to start this show. Lenny Kravitz, version of American Woman, has caught me off guard, and I don't know how to start the show now.
You're welcome.
That's a great song. Welcome into Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us for another show this week. My name is Tony Colombo, in studio with producer Chad Ellis, and connected via the marvel of modern technology as we continue to practice proper social distancing is my partner, Bo Matthews. Bo, how's it going?
Tony.
What's
happening? I'm good, man. Hey, did you survive the Lake of the Ozarks? Were you part of that the mosh pit?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that as the show goes on today, and maybe we'll talk about a little bit. Maybe we'll dial in a little bit more on that on this week's podcast exclusive.
You made national news.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was the lake this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and I guess this is a good time as any to remind folks that we do put out two podcasts of this show every week. We podcast the show that you're hearing now. We actually put the show podcast out before the show even airs. We put the podcast out on Fridays, and then we put out a podcast exclusive, which is some content that you can only get via the podcast, and we put that out on Mondays. And you could get both of those podcasts just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I would suggest that you get it at the radio.com app. I think that's the best place to go, because once you have the radio.com app, you favorite the radio station, and then you can stream the station 24/7, you can rewind live radio, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. So that is a really good little tool to use. We're going to bring our friend Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, into the discussion in just a second. I did want to just touch on this quickly, and I don't really plan on talking about this too much unless you guys want to, but I just wanted to address the situation happening in Minneapolis. We are going to be talking to the chief of police of Florissant, Chief Fagan, coming up a little bit later on in the show, and we're going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine a little bit later on in the show. That is sort of in the realm of Second Amendment Radio. Bo, I hear you say, oh boy.
Go ahead. Yeah. No, it's just sad. I grew up in Minnesota, right? In mm-hmm. Rochester. And then I spent my broadcasting school days in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. And it's such it's a great state. The people are so nice. They're kind. And, you know, anywhere in this country, it's just so sad to see this story come out, and a guy lost his life over it too. So just before we started the podcast, I thought, not that the guy deserved to die at all, but what happened before this? What happened, like, you know, the Michael Brown case, what happened before that incident happened that took his life? And because we don't know everything, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. It looks like this police officer, from what we know so far and what the mayor of Minneapolis is even saying, this police officer was completely out of line and needs to be held accountable for his actions. And if that's the case, and I agree with that completely, but what I don't like to see is, which is exactly what we saw here, is the rioting and the looting and the destruction of all these stores and the looting of all these businesses in that area. That's not going to expedite justice. And I think that I could be wrong about this, but I think that they're on track. I think that they are making that progress too. They fired the officers involved, and I honestly believe that they're going to be arrested and charged for this, what happened. And so far, that seems to be, unless you could present some evidence to the contrary, that seems to be exactly what needs to happen. And so, hopefully the justice system plays its way out, and I just wish that we would give the justice system an opportunity to play out. And if it doesn't, then obviously looting and rioting is never the right answer. But then maybe there's a much bigger reason for protesting. But I think that justice is gonna prevail in this case. I could be wrong, but I think that it is. And I just wish people would let that happen, because I hate to see these businesses destroyed. We saw it here. We know how much that affects people's lives and how much damage that can do when you're destroying a city like that. So it's just really sad to see. And I hope that everybody up there stays safe. And I hope that, like I said, I hope that justice is served up there. But I don't really want to comment too much more on it, because we just don't know all the details yet.
You're right.
And
you got to be careful. And seriously, I mean, you know, when you look at the video, and everybody's seen it by now, I just don't understand why they didn't have the guy in handcuffs any quicker. That's my question.
Yeah. I don't think there's ever an excuse for the way that with the knee on the neck. I don't think there's anything that you could ever show me or tell me that would justify that type of behavior. And so I think that officer needs to be brought to justice. I think he needs to pay the price for whatever, you know, crime he may have committed. And right. I think that's the way that case is heading. And you know, I just wish that the justice system would get a chance to play out before we start looting buildings and
the court of public opinion is out there, and you know, the press does that, the TV news networks, they just hammer it over and over and over, and it's just like, okay, let's get the facts, but you know, videos get out. That's what we got, these boxes we carry around every day. That's what they do, you know.
Okay, but anyway. So that's that, man. We will continue to cover that story.
Yeah,
and we'll continue to cover that story as you know, the weeks go on. But right now, you know, I feel like that's about all I'm comfortable in saying, because there's more details to come out. And
how many times have you thought of Ferguson during this time, though, Tony? I mean, it's just, it all comes back to you, right?
Well, yeah. And I mean, I was, people who have been listening to me for a long time know that I was in Ferguson almost every night that happened, covering that situation for the radio station. So I was there, you know, and saw what was happening with my own eyes, and knew what the truth was between what was being reported in the news. Sometimes was not exactly the accurate thing that was happening on the streets. And it was one of the most sad things I've ever seen, for so many reasons. Somebody lost their life, and then so many businesses were damaged, and so many other, you know, lives were affected by that. It was just horrible, and I hate to see that happening now in Minneapolis. So, we'll continue to cover that story as it goes, but I thought it was important to address it here at the top of the show. Let's go ahead and get our buddy Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, who joins us at the beginning of the show every week, on the line with us. Aaron, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I can't complain. How are things at Southern Armory as we continue to try to kind of get back to normal?
No, I'm getting brisk. you know, with that being said, wholesalers are still shipping into us, but we take everything we can get. You know, the story still really doesn't change. This week we had another lady come in wanting a gun. Her husband said, hey, let's go look at a couple other places. They came back, and the gentleman beside her that was looking at guns bought the one that she wanted, so she had to wait for us to get more firearms in from Smith & Wesson.
You know, there's another news story that I wanted to bring up while we had you on the line, Aaron, and get your thoughts on it, because, you know, we see some of these tragedies and some of these, you know, terrible things that happen around the country. And then it always, I don't know if this one will spill into gun rights, what's happening in Minnesota. I don't know if this will spill into the whole gun rights debate or not. But if somebody can find a way to connect the dots, I'm sure that they will. But this I thought was very interesting. A story just came out of New Zealand. New Zealand, very famously, about a year ago, just over a year ago, passed a law that eliminated all, I think, semi-automatic weapons. It eliminated all additional magazines. So I guess only the way I read it is only the magazine that comes with the firearm. You can't go and buy a magazine that would add additional rounds to whatever gun you're buying, and just some other very strict gun laws that went into place at the end of March of 2019. And in that year, since that passed, from the day it passed to 12 months later, which was just, you know, a month or a little more than a month ago, New Zealand saw the most crimes involving firearms in over a decade since the
new rules,
since the law was passed.
The one year
with the laws in effect is the highest year of crimes involving firearms in over a decade in New Zealand. So one thing that continues to prove to be the truth is that taking guns away from responsible, legal gun owners does not curb crime. And that's, Aaron, that's something we've talked a lot about on this show, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on that story out of New Zealand.
Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me at all. When you look at other countries that have passed these laws, they saw an increase in violent crimes. So like you look at Australia, all of a sudden they started having home invasions, which was never really a statistic. When you look at like Great Britain, all of a sudden they started using knives to attack people. And then when the knife started getting taken away with these booths, they started using like boiling oil and acid. So all you do is when you give a mechanism to disarm law-abiding people, whether it's a gun, knife, baseball bat, etc., it just provides opportunities for the criminal element to come in and abuse the armed defenseless citizens, all while they wait for law enforcement to try to get there to save the day.
Bo, what do you think of that story?
It's actually a carbon copy of what they've done like in Illinois with the gun laws that are so restricted, and it's for the,
especially
like you
in
mentioned,
Chicago, particularly in
yeah.
Chicago. Yep.
Of course. Yeah. Isn't Illinois talking about being North Illinois and South Illinois, like North Dakota and South Dakota at some point? But
yes,
it could make
no,
a difference.
There are many people in Illinois that are trying to make Chicago be their own state. And so the rest of Illinois can be their own state as well. Yeah.
That's a real thing. It is. It just reminds me how lucky we are to be in the state of Missouri. That's where I live. And that we have the freedom. Matter of fact, I was just having a conversation with my cousin in Minnesota, prior to all the news headlines that are going on. And he goes, so you can carry anywhere you want? I was like, yeah. And he goes, and do you? I said, yeah. It's like putting my wallet in my pocket. I mean, it's just, that's the norm for me, just because you don't know when somebody's going to, you know, blow a gasket and lose their mind. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a hero. I'm just saying I'd rather protect myself in any kind of situation.
Yeah. And Aaron, getting back to what you guys have experienced at Southern Armory throughout coronavirus, and again, it's something that we have talked about almost every week since we've been going through this pandemic situation, is that a lot of people are that never saw themselves as being gun owners, whether they were against it or not. You know, I think maybe, you know, some were, maybe some weren't. But people who just never felt comfortable having a gun in their house, or maybe never saw themselves as a gun owner, you've seen those type of customers probably more than ever in the last 2 or 3 months since coronavirus, since the pandemic has hit. And I think a lot of people, I think this made a lot of people realize how much they appreciate their Second Amendment rights. When you say that has been a large percentage of the customers that you've seen throughout this pandemic.
Right. And the other thing that I think that's kind of driven that is the fact that they were releasing prisoners from these medium security prisons and county jails, city jails, et cetera, just because they didn't want them to get the coronavirus. And they put them out, and all of a sudden they start reoffending. And I saw an article the other day saying that, you know, 50 people that had been released from the medium security workhouse had reoffended and been rearrested. Other stories where they arrest somebody. They don't normally would go to jail and await an arraignment and bond. Then they just release them, and then they reoffend, you know, a day later, and they're back in there for even more of a serious crime. So it's just kind of become a free-for-all, and I think people have realized that.
Yeah.
You know, multiple cities said, hey, we're just not going to respond to this kind of crime, you know, X, Y, Z. You're just kind of on your own. So, you know, the joke, you know, kind of the memes I saw were, Purge is about to start for the next so many months.
Right. Aaron, it sounds like you're at a concert. I heard somebody performing in the background there. Where'd he go?
No comment.
Did we lose him?
He's going to get a beer.
No, I'm still here. Yeah, that's the radio in the background.
Gotcha. Hey, before we let you go, speaking of that, all of these new, I ask you this every week, but I think it's important that people know when this becomes available to them, especially all these people that have guns for the first time. What's going on at Southern Armory as far as CCW classes and advanced pistol classes? Are you guys getting closer to having your timeline in place for when those classes will be available again? And just for people that aren't familiar with Southern Armory, all the different ways that they can follow you and come out and see you.
So you can always schedule one-on-one classes with us, use our firearms training simulator in small groups, et cetera. Classes, I imagine, will be starting back up sometime in July, maybe August, and then maybe in a limited capacity. You can find us at 1 mile east of 270 and 44 at 9901 Watson Road at Crestwood. You can follow us on Facebook, Southern Armory, Second Amendment News Podcast is another way for you to connect with us. There's about 4 or 5 episodes now of that. And then, of course, SouthernArmory.com.
SouthernArmory.com.
That's SouthernArmory.com.
And that is the owner of Southern Armory, Aaron Tarlow. Thanks for your time, my friend. We will talk to you back here same time next week.
All right, see you guys next week.
You bet. All right, we are going to take a quick break. And like I mentioned, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of the great sponsors of the show, and somebody who sells a lot of great camping equipment. So we're going to talk a little bit about the great outdoors when we get Mike on the line. And coming up next, we are going to talk to the chief of police of the largest city in St. Louis County, Florissant, Missouri. Chief Timothy Fagan is going to join us. We're going to talk about the challenges that he is dealing with and police officers and police departments all around the county are dealing with as we try to get things back to normal and things start to open back up after, hopefully, as we get through the end of this coronavirus pandemic. We'll talk.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To Chief Fagan when we get back on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis. My partner Bo Matthews is practicing proper social distancing and he is connected and is at home. And in just a moment, as I mentioned in that last segment, we are going to talk to the chief of police of my hometown, Florissant, Missouri, Chief Timothy Fagan, going to be joining us in just a moment. We did mention in that last segment about the Lake of the Ozarks, how that made national news last week and how I was down there at the Lake of the Ozarks. However, I was not partaking in the nightlife. Chad is
sure.
Chad's giving me the look.
Sure.
Chad's
I could have swore
the,
I saw you on that video. I
yeah,
saw.
Yeah, keep looking. Yeah. Keep looking. yeah, I didn't. I didn't go to the clubs and was not in the swimming pools down there. But I was fishing this past weekend, and I had something happened to me I've never experienced while fishing before, and it's something that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, so keep it here for that. I might tell the whole story in the podcast exclusive. Don't forget about both of the podcasts that we put out for this show every week. We release the show podcast on Fridays. You get a chance to actually download the show's podcast before it even airs, and then we release the podcast exclusive on Mondays, which is always a fun discussion that you can only get there on the podcast. Get the both podcasts just about anywhere you can get podcasts, but the radio.com app, I think, is the best place to do so. Radio.com app is free. You download it, you favorite the radio station, then you have one-stop shopping for everything. You can stream the station 24/7, rewind live radio with the radio rewind feature, and download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. And again, it is all free. So we'll be talking about a little fishing at the Lake of the Ozarks when we get to that podcast exclusive. And anytime we talk about fishing here on Second Amendment Radio, it is brought to you by our friends at Bluff City Outdoors over there in Alton. They specialize in big catfish gear, of course, because they are right there on the banks of the Mississippi River. They have the big catfish gear, rods, reels, hook weights. They also carry a huge selection of crappie and bass lures and all of your spoonbill snagging needs. Basically, if you are going fishing, they have got you covered at Bluff City Outdoors. Check them out at BluffCityOutdoors.com. And right now, as I mentioned, we are going to talk to Chief Timothy Fagan, the police chief of Florissant, my hometown, and the biggest municipality, the biggest city in St. Louis County. And, of course, we are now a couple weeks in, I guess, to the Phase 1 reopening process of St. Louis County, and wanted to get the chief on to talk about some of the unique challenges and things that people are dealing with, especially law enforcement is dealing with as we go through this reopening process. So, Chief Fagan, it's always great to talk with you, sir. How's it going?
It's good. How are you guys?
Cannot complain. So, as I said, born and raised in Florissant, Missouri, so I'm very familiar with everything that's happening out there, up there. But for people who aren't, tell them about what's going on in Florissant these days.
You know, Florissant's obviously a heavily residential area, and we have a good deal of businesses, and a lot of those businesses center around restaurants. There's bars, there's eating establishments, and traditional retail. And so with the reopening of St. Louis County, certainly it's been a busy time for us, more so than anything, really fielding questions. You know, we field a lot of questions at the police department about, you know, what is it that we can do, what can't we do? You know, a lot of calls from businesses kind of taking a proactive approach saying, you know, we want to do the right thing here. So kind of point us in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. A lot of people just don't know where to go to get that information. And it's interesting to hear you say even business owners don't know where to go. So I imagine they are calling local law enforcement because they don't want to be doing something that they're not supposed to be doing something illegal, I guess. And, you know, and even though places are reopening, I'm seeing signs on stores that I've been shopping in throughout this entire process that now, for example, Target up there on Lindbergh has been one of the stores that's been open throughout this entire process. But I was there a couple days ago, and for the first time, there's a sign on the door that says you have to wear a mask. So even though some places are starting to reopen, there are also new kind of rules being put into place. If it's not the police department, where do you send people to get those types of questions answered?
You know, St. Louis County Health is really the best place for the specific questions. I mean, keep in mind that this is a health order. This is a civil health order that's issued by the county that's going to pertain to everyone in St. Louis County, including the municipalities. So although certainly we have educated ourselves on the order, and certainly we have some people that are pretty versed in what's in it, you know, St. Louis County Health is another great resource and maybe the best resource for specific questions as it relates to what's out there.
Go ahead, Bo.
Hey, Chief, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Because you are the chief of the entire department, when you talk to your dispatchers and they're getting phone calls from people, and I bring this up because there's some people that are so stringent with the rules, they're like, okay, I just saw somebody at Walmart that didn't have a mask on. Are you getting calls like that? Like, you know, people want to do, civilian, reports to you to let you know things are, you know, not like they should be. Do you get those?
You know, it's unbelievable, honestly. I mean, that is the biggest thing for us throughout this entire pandemic is just the volume of calls where people are upset with other folks. You know, they think that they should be doing something that they're not, or, you know, that they've had too many people at their residence, you know, a neighbor that's at a barbecue and there's more than 10 people. And, you know, we field a lot of those calls, too many people in the park, too many people walking. And, you know, it has been difficult, and there's been some frustration on, you know, certainly sometimes on the law enforcement side, because, you know, these officers are in a unique situation where, you know, again, keep in mind, this isn't a criminal order. This is a civil order. But at the same time, people call the police when they need help, and we want them to do that. But, you know, there's certain limitations to what it is that we as a law enforcement agency can do as it relates to social distancing and mask and, you know, those sort of things.
So
everybody wants to get in everybody's business, right?
Yeah. So that,
yes, sir.
That's an interesting point that you bring up because, you know, if somebody calls the Florissa Police Department and they say that they just saw somebody at Schnucks that, you know, doesn't have a mask on and they should, there's nothing you know, but you can't get somebody to Schnucks to find the person that doesn't have the, you know, but when somebody calls and says there's a barbecue happening in my neighborhood and it's been going on for hours and there's, you know, more
and it's
people,
Tony Colombo,
there's more people there than should be. It's an interesting, it's an interesting situation. How do you guys, how have you guys been sort of directed to handle those types of situations? And what's the newest rule? Because we had been living under this, you know, no more than 10 people at, in you know, a house or a residence throughout the pandemic. But has that also changed with the reopening phase, the rules as far as, like, how many people you can have at your house or at a house party?
Well, just because we want to make things confusing, it depends on the scenario, right? So if you have a business, you know, a lot of the business capacities are based on square footage. For instance, you know, if you have a business with less than 10,000 square feet, you know, you're allowed 25% of the building's authorized fire capacity. So in other words, the fire department's going to say a building this size, you can have X amount of folks inside the building, you know, and then if the building's over 10,000 square feet, there's additional rules. And, you know, when it comes to residences, the recommendation is still that we try to keep social gatherings to 10 people or less. But keep in mind, a lot of these things as it pertains to masks, there's some specific rules that are out there about employees, but the business can make decisions about customers. So, you know, you brought up Target. That was a decision that Target made to decide to implement, you know, deciding to have customers wear these masks. You know, and so we've also fielded calls from businesses, calls such as, you know, I would like customers to wear a mask in my business. What if they refuse? What is it that we're allowed to do? What is it that, you know, the police department will help us do? And so it has been some interesting waters to navigate. And, you know, the scenarios, there's always a scenario that we don't think of that we get a phone call about. Yeah. And, you know, each situation is certainly dealt with individually. But the hardest part is, again, it's a civil health order. It's not a criminal
right.
violation of the law. And so it does become a little tricky from a law enforcement perspective.
Yeah, more than a little tricky. I think it becomes extremely tricky. And you'd like to think that, you know, people would just honor that business's, you know, whatever rules they want to put in place. I lean more towards being one of those people that is kind of ready to open things back up and get life back to normal. But I am also very reasonable about that process. And if a business, if a restaurant still only wants to do takeout, if I want to go to that restaurant, I'll still patronize them. You know, I'm not going to penalize them because they're not open like I would like to see everybody be. Or if Target wants me to put on a mask before I go and go shopping, then I have no problem with that. And I think it's I completely support their right to do so. And I also think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, you know, if that's pretty much Target's decision and responsibility to sort of enforce. However, it can get to a point where, you know, they try to tell somebody you can't come in here without a mask, and then they, you know, start making an issue out of it. When does that line get crossed where it becomes a police matter instead of a private business matter?
Right. And first off, you're absolutely right. I think the majority of people certainly respect whatever each individual business wants to do. We've been really fortunate that we haven't had to deal with any issues related to that. But where that would cross the line is just like any other situation, is if a business decides they've made the determination that they do not want you inside their business and they're going to ask you to leave, which they have the right to do. It can be for any number of reasons. You know, there's a variety of things that they ask people to leave for. If you refuse to leave, and then we can look into things like trespassing. You know, once you've been notified that you're no longer welcome on their property, you have to leave. Regardless of that reason, certainly there's some avenues. And so I think that's really what it is. And you know, in these cases, the officers are certainly instructed, you know, we would love to respond if we do get into one of these difficult situations, try to have a reasonable conversation with all the parties involved and just settle it. You know, hopefully, you know, we can have the parties agree to disagree part and go their separate ways. You know, if we would have someone that would push that envelope and say, I'm going into the store, regardless of the business, and I'm not going to wear a mask, and the business owner is saying, no, you can't come in. You know, again, that's when I think we would have to get into the middle of that scenario and look at our options as far as, you know, whether it's, again, trespassing is the first thing that's going to come to mind. That business has a right to refuse you entry into their business, you know, if they determine that they don't want you there.
Yeah. We're talking to the chief of police of Florissant, Chief Timothy Fagan. Go ahead, Bo.
Police departments, the police officers of your department and all over the country all take an oath, and I don't believe it's protect and serve and mediate. Is that counseling? Is that on your is that in your oath or no?
That's a good point.
I don't think it's in that oath, but we do an awful lot of it. You know, I mean,
I know you do.
And I'll be honest, law enforcement has changed so much, you know, over the last 25 years. You know, and certainly our areas of responsibility and our approach to things is certainly, you know, changed, and we've certainly become much more educated in certain areas, and, you know, probably for the better in most circumstances. But yeah, they wear a lot of different hats in a day. There's no doubt about that.
Chief,
well, thanks for your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Chief, what about the, from what you can gather, at least, the community, the business owners, what's the mood in Florissant? And I know you can't speak to the county as a whole, but you guys do an awful lot of coordination with all the other municipalities in St. Louis County. Are businesses wanting to open their doors back up? Are citizens pressuring government and, you know, like really wanting to get back out in the parks and in the restaurants and everything else? Or is it still a 50-50 split? Like, is there a lean towards, you know, one way or the other, whether it's time to open back up or stay locked down?
You know, without having the specific statistical data, obviously, I can tell you that in our interactions, you know, we have a close relationship with our business community. I think that these businesses want to get open and want to get back to business. You know, I mean, we have a lot of small businesses, a lot of, you know, family-owned bars and restaurants. And, you know, I think people do want to get back open. With that in mind, I think that they're cautious. You know, I mean, there's a particular restaurant near the police department that we frequent. You know, they're really anxious to get their business up and running again. But at the same time, they're going out of their way to take extreme caution to make sure that they're keeping their employees and their customers safe. I would definitely say that the sentiment that I'm hearing is they want to get things moving again. But again, there's that level of caution that I think each one of them is being smart and exercising, you know, for all the right reasons, but I think they need to get things going again for their survival.
Well, I'll say personally, as a resident of Florissant, as I do every time we get the opportunity to talk, I appreciate you and I appreciate everything that the Florissant police officers do for the community. I think you guys do a wonderful job, and please keep it up. And you mentioned it earlier, but before we let you go, one more time, tell people where they can get this information. I know you said you've been fielding a lot of questions there at the police department. People just want to know. They want to get this information. What businesses can I go to? What am I allowed to do as far as house parties? What do I need to do when I'm out and about? Where do I have to wear a mask? There's all these questions that people have. Where is the best place for people to go and get that information?
The best place for them to go is going to be the St. Louis County website, which will direct them to the health department, which is going to have all of the executive orders on there. There's a list of facts and questions, and St. Louis County's order is going to be found there. And again, that is going to be the best place. Certainly, we're here to assist folks. We're here to interpret things for them. And when we don't know the answer, certainly we have people in positions that they can reach out and get that information. And provide it to them accurately and correctly. But I think St. Louis County's website and the St. Louis County Health Department is going to be their best bet to get the specifics that they're looking for.
Great stuff. Great info. Great insight. Chief Tim Fagan from Florissant, thank you so much for your time, sir. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you both very much. Take care. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. All right, we need to take another quick break. When we get back, we'll talk to our buddy Mike McCleary from Intervine. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Chad Ellis. Bo Matthews is at home practicing proper social distancing. In just a minute, we are going to talk to our friend Mike McCleary from Intervine. It's my understanding that there is at least a new announcement to some of the great offers that Mike has for the listeners of Second Amendment Radio. So don't go anywhere. I love to talk to Mike. We'll get caught up with him in just a moment. But first, since we're going to be talking about the great outdoors, every time we talk about the great outdoors, it is brought to you by
Razorback Armory. They're a full-service firearm shop that strives to be the area's premier destination for firearm enthusiasts. You can find them online at RazorbackArmory.com. You can also find them in De Pere on Manchester Road, a half mile east of 270. On the south side of Manchester, look for the word tennis. There's a tennis shop right next to them, but tell them Bo sent you to Razorback Armory.
So let's get Mike into the discussion now, and also want to remind you that Mike is going to be sticking around and participate in the podcast exclusive this week. So make sure you're downloading both of our podcasts. The show podcast we release on Friday, the podcast exclusive goes out on Monday. Get both of those podcasts just about anywhere you can download podcasts, but especially the radio.com app. And Mike, it is official. You cannot go into any room of my house without spotting a lantern or flashlight from Intervine. Thank you very much for sending the blue one to my son here recently. He was very jealous that my daughter had the white lantern that she uses as her nightlight. I've talked about many times. So now my son has the blue lantern. My daughter has the white lantern. They both have the little circle. I don't know the name of that one, but We are illuminated at the Colombo House thanks to Intervine. So thank you very much, and it's great to talk with you, my friend. How's it going?
It's great to talk to you guys as usual, and I love hearing that too. That, you know, not just your whole house is illuminated, but your son has the blue one, and you know, yes. Did you realize that his can charge his phone or whatever device he has?
Well, he's three, so he's.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean. Could.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't have a device. He does have an old
tablet.
Yeah, or one of our old iPads that he uses all the time, and he's actually very good at it. So, he'll have to start utilizing that, because definitely that tablet is always dead. But it's just another one of the great Intervine products that we talk about all the time. And as I mentioned, Mike's going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive. So we're going to talk about my experiences at the Lake of the Ozarks last weekend in that podcast exclusive. But while we had a few minutes here on the show, I just mentioned it. You told me off the air. I don't even know what's happening yet. We've had these great offers from Intervine. Of course, you guys make the brightest, longest-lasting flashlights and lanterns and headlamps out on the market anywhere. Great customer service. Also, batteries in all different sizes offered there at Intervine. And we've had this 50% off deal and a way to get a free lantern that's been available to our listeners for a while. But you said that there's a new announcement, so please let us know what's happening.
Yeah, so you know, first off, I love seeing all the people buying camping lanterns right now, because what it's showing me is people are getting outdoors. They're taking advantage of this time to get out, get around, do some camping with the family. So we're seeing sales like we've never seen before. It's awesome. It's all a good sign of people like really spending more family time. So we love that. But that also made me challenge myself, you know, what can I do to beat a free offer? And I first talked to my employees.
I don't know.
They laughed at me like they normally do.
Yeah.
But here's what we're going to do. One, we're going to keep the 50% off going. Anyone who wants to get a 50% off product, just use discount code Tony at Intervine.com. Or they can buy on Amazon. Just go to Intervine.com/Tony. Takes them right to Amazon. Buy any of our products for 50% off. We're going to keep that going until things get back normal. Now, as far as beating the free offer, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away, we're going to continue giving away a free lantern to anyone who wants it via a 100% product rebate. We're offering a different lantern this month. We did the 1500 That's our brightest possible lantern out there, you know, the past couple months. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to offer the 1,000 lantern, which you may not think it's as bright, but this thing is super bright, but it's also dimmable. So you can really control it down to any nth degree you want. And it's got some cool flashing and red motes, like for fishing, for stargazing. That's the special. Anyone who's even gotten the existing free lantern, come on back, shoot us an email to vip@intervine.com. And we will also give you another free lantern so you can try them both out.
Dang.
But that's not all, Tony.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, there's more.
There's more.
But wait, there's more. Billy Mays. So everyone needs batteries to run our lanterns, and we have batteries back in stock. So when you go ahead and you get the free lantern on Amazon, you know, we'll give you instructions on doing that. If you add the D-size batteries to your order, you're going to get those completely for free as well. So we're going to give you the lantern with the rebate, batteries for free.
Did you hear Chad? Chad just said, well, looks like I'm getting another lantern.
I'm writing notes over here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that is fantastic. So just so everybody is clear, to get the free lantern and the batteries to run it for free, it's just send an email to vip@intervine.com. Send an email to that address, vip@intervine.com, and you'll get the details on how that works. And if you just want to go shopping and you want to buy flashlights and lanterns and headlamps and batteries on Intervine or on Amazon, intervine.com. And use my name, Tony, as your discount code, or intervine.com/Tony if you prefer to shop on Amazon. If you missed any of that, just send me a tweet or an email, and I'll explain it all again.
But if you're on the radio.com app, just back it up.
Radio Rewind.
Yeah, there you go. And you just mentioned, Mike, about people buying the lanterns, the flashlights, like never before. And, you know, we're finally there. The weather, it seemed like it was never going to warm up. It's almost June, and we've, you know, not had the typical warm weather yet until now. But it does seem like people are getting out and about in the great outdoors. And what do you attribute that to? You've been doing this for a while. Why this year after the pandemic does it seem like you know, people are either reacquainting themselves or maybe getting out for the first time?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, like you said, the weather's finally turned nice. It's gorgeous out. This, you know, it looks like the whole month of June is going to be beautiful. And I think people, they need something to brighten their moods. They've been locked up in their house for, you know, well over a month and a half or so right now. And getting outside when the weather's nice, it just, let's face it, fresh air, sunlight, being with your family, cooking some food, maybe having a drink, just hanging out. What else can you do to make, you know, revive your soul? And that's where I actually talk to our customers. That's what most of them are doing. And so I love it. And I think we're going to try to do the same thing for ourselves. Get out there, get out in the wildlife, and actually enjoy some fresh air and clean outdoors.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Just the change of scenery, you know, just getting out.
Absolutely.
And Tony, before you tell us your fishing story at the Party Cove at Lake of the Ozarks, I do want to mention my neighbor Brad went to Blue Springs. They had the storms roll in last weekend, and he got the 1500 monster lantern, and he's a tent camper. He's not an RV camper. RVs have generators. So if you're a tent camper, do not leave without one of these Intervine flashlights or lanterns, because it's life changer. It really is.
It's your primary source of light.
That.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, we appreciate that, you know, because we love hearing people using these things, especially when the power goes out. We have at least, you know, half a dozen in our house, because you never know when the storm's going to hit this spring. You never know when you're going to need light in the outdoors. And tell you what, they light up a whole room. They definitely light up a whole tent. I'm sure your friend knows that, Bo.
Yep. For the record, I'm not a tent camper anymore. Once I slept in an RV, I was done.
Yeah.
I gave away my pup tent.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I used to be a tent guy, but now, as I get older, I need a little bit more of the comforts of the RV. But we've got to wrap up the show here. Like I mentioned, though, Mike McCleary from Intervine going to stick around and be a part of the podcast exclusive. I hope you are able to download that as well. You can get both of our podcasts every week on the radio.com app. So please go and check that out. And don't miss this opportunity to get another free lantern and batteries from Intervine by sending an email to vip@intervine.com or just go shopping for everything that Intervine offers at 50% off by going to intervine.com and using my name, Tony, as your discount code, or go to intervine.com/Tony if you prefer to shop on Amazon. It'll take you right to that Amazon page where the 50% discount is applied as well. It's Intervine, intervine.com. So we're going to wrap up the show here and continue the discussion on the podcast exclusive for my partner, Bo Matthews, and producer, Chad Ellis.
Yes,
I am Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.